Chapter 38. The Policeman's Dilemma. Northern Correctional Institution, Summers, Connecticut. In the visiting booth again, sealed up in my white-walled compartment, thick glass window in front of me, steady background noise, murmuring in the adjacent booths, in the distance, muted shouts and prison racket, announcements over an intercom. Bloody Billy shuffled into the window frame, his hands cuffed to a waist chain, a second chain running from his waist down to his cuffed ankles. No matter, he came into the room like a tyrannical king, chin thrust forward, badass sneer, gray hair combed back over his head in a crazy old man pompadour. Two guards piloted him to the chair, but without laying a hand on him. One of them released the handcuffs from his waist while the other watched. Then they both backed away out of the window frame. My father picked up the phone and, with his hands joined at his chin as if in prayer, he said, "Junior." His tone said, "What a pleasant surprise." "Why did you do it?"
"Do what?"
"Pats." His eyes traveled from my face to the phone on the wall and back, reminding me to watch what I said on a monitored line.
"Junior, what are you talking about? I've been here the whole time. Maybe you haven't heard. I don't get out much."
I unfolded a triple-I record, a multi-state criminal record. It was several pages long. I palmed it smooth and pressed the front page against the glass with five fingertips for him to read the name. James Michael O'Leary, a.k.a. Jimmy, Jimmy O, Father O'Leary, D.O.B. 2-1843. He leaned forward and squinted at the document.
"Never heard of him."
"Never heard of him, really?"
"Never heard of him."
"You did a bid with him right here."
"A lot of guys come through here."
"6 years you were here together, 6 years. He shrugged.
"I don't socialize. It's jail, not Yale. Maybe if you had a picture or something?"
Mischievous wink.
"But I never heard of this guy."
"Well, he's heard of you." Shrug.
"Lots of people have heard of me. I'm a legend."
"He said you asked him to look out for us, to look out for Jacob."
"Bullshit."
"To protect us."
"Bullshit."
"You sent someone to protect us? You think I need you to protect my kid?"
"Hey, I never said any of that. This is all you talking. Like I said, I never heard of this guy. I don't know what the hell you're talking about."